town at 7 o'clock.
Where did she, your wife works?
She worked at McChrystal Hospital. Oh, you mean my wife? That's where my daughter worked at McChrystal Hospital.
Uh-huh.
My wife is seeing that two old people down here in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. She takes care of them?
Yeah, she takes care of them, and then she's a janitor of the school. When she puts in 5 hours with these old people,
mm-hmm.
and then she come home and stay till 3. She gets off at 2,
mm-hmm.
these old people. And come home and stay an hour, and then go to school hour. And she'll come in about sometime 5:30 and 6. She makes pretty good though.
So, yeah.
She can use them kids at the schoolhouse, and that helps her a whole lot.
Uh-huh. Is that where your kids are now? They stay?
Yeah.
Stay behind you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they clean up the schoolhouse. She makes more money than I do. Working them two jobs.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Does she like the work?
Oh yeah, she loves the work. She works all the time. She can come here right now, and if she ain't sick, cause she's bothered with ulcers, and sometimes they makes her real sick.
Cause she's what?
Have ulcers.
Mm-hmm.
And they pretty bad. And she don't have too many good days now. But if she ain't real sick, well, she wouldn't stop a minute for nobody. She just work all the time.
Mm-hmm.
She makes me mad. I get mad at her sometimes.
If you had to go to the dentist, he might tell you he needs to feel that. He needs to put a filling in that
gap.
Uh-huh. Or he needs to pull.
Pull your teeth?
Or just pull one.
One and put in a false tooth?
Huh?
Pull one and put a false tooth in?
Okay. And the flesh around your teeth is your
gum.
And this is one
hand.
Two
hands.
And this part of your hand is the
palm of your hand.
This is one
fist.
Two
fists.
And a place where the bones come together. Called the
joint bone.
And on a man, this part of his body is his
chest.
And these are the
shoulders.
And this is one
knee.
So this whole thing is the
leg.
This is one
foot.
Two
feet.
Huh?
2 foot.
And you get down in this position, you say you
squatting down.
And this sensitive bone here is called
the thigh. It's not your thigh, it's this is thigh up here. I don't know what you call that part of your leg. It's the leg. What would you call that?
Did you ever hear of shanks or shins?
Yeah, shank. This your shank.
Uh-huh.
Your thigh.
See, did you ever hear people say hunker down?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
You just squatting down.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They call that
hunker down.
What about this part of the back part of your thigh? Do you ever hear a name for that?
Just the thigh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
People could say, if you're squatting down, they could say you're down on your
cheek thigh.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear it on your hunkers? Down on your hunkers.
Down on your hunkers.
Did you say that?
No. We have said it.
Uh-huh.
But that wouldn't be the proper way to say it, would it?
And say someone has been sick for a while. You say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit
bad. Weak and puny.
Uh-huh. And someone who's in good shape, you say he's big and
stout and looks well.
Uh-huh. And he's not weak, he's
strong.
What's the difference between strong and stout?
Oh, they both are the same.
Did you ever use the word stout talking about butter that was